it was around Valentine's, and we were going to write love songs and sing love songs, and I decided to write a love song for my friends. So this is called I'm in Love with My Friends.
And it goes exactly like this.
Yeah, it goes... It's going to go exactly like this, Dan, because we're skipping the intro. Okay, hold on, let me find the tempo. Let's see. The night is dark, the lights are on in all the houses. There's a family at the table, I hope they're counting all their blessings. And I may be alone, with no lover at home, but I'm headed down the road, and I've got some place to go. And now we're sitting by the fire, double up on the F though. My bad. I did it once though. Anyway, it's true that I am in love with my friends. It's 11 o'clock. Can we do one more? Sweet. Okay, this is called Same Stars. I just want to mention, I mentioned the Plowing Stars in that song, which reminds me to let you all know that our first gig after the summer break will be at the Plowing Stars on Saturday, September 10th, with Scott Pittman and the Deluxe Fiasco, and we're very, very excited to get back out and play and see you all. So put that on your calendars.
And please come down if you can.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
And this this song's called Same Stars. This is dedicated to my brother, Carter. And this is going to be our second single, which we're finishing up right now. So hope you enjoy. Love. was fun. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, W.R.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Joel, for having us. Thank you, Andrew, for hosting this show. We are Grow With a Hawk. Come see us on September 10th, and we look forward to seeing you out and about in the world.
Come and dance.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Nighttime Sugar from Cocked and Loaded, who are playing a show on Saturday at the Middle East with Sidewalk Driver and Mellow Bravo that you should all go to. And now we have in the studio folks from Girl with the Hawk, who just played an amazing live set. How are you guys doing?
Thank you. Feeling great.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Could you just talk to the other? That mic isn't patched in. Sorry.
Oh, want me to?
Drop in the other mic.
You see? Okay.
Yeah.
Switch?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so sorry about that. The mic wasn't patched in.
No worries, Andrew.
So, how did you guys enjoy being the third band back in the studio after the lockdown?
Richard, I can't. I hope so.
Well, I had a great time. Made it this far through a pandemic and everything and back and still rock and rolling with our little acoustic guitars and living every minute.
Yeah, right on. Dan, yeah, how about you?
It was really fun. I haven't done this in years and years and years, so it's been a blast.
Yeah, I had a great time. I had that nerve-wracking wash of anxiety that is like, you know, just be good, you know what I mean? Please just don't mess up too bad.
All fresh after that wash of anxiety.
Yeah.
Exactly. Once the wash of anxiety passed through, I was great. No, it's an honor. It's an honor to be back, Andrew, honestly. Really. I mean, when the pandemic hit, I think everyone was grieving this idea that we might not ever have live music again. We might not ever gather in clubs again. We might not ever see a ballet in a theater together again. I think it was just really, there was a real reckoning with how precious performing arts are and collaboration is. And I think we're just kind of over the moon to be playing and be able to play out and stuff.
Very nice. so I think that.
So we're live now?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
All right.
You sound very, very nice on the radio.
Oh,
yeah, he
you.
Has a great radio voice.
Yes, he has a really good voice.
Maybe if you have any extra openings, you can give me a call sometime.
Could happen.
Could happen, for sure.
Yeah, Girl with a Hawk keeps me pretty busy as it is.
So there's a lot going on lately with bands of kind of all generations that are kind of female fronted or female led bands that are collaborating a lot on shows and just kind of helping promote each other and even collaborating on songs and stuff, and I think it's really cool. What are you guys' thoughts about that?
Honestly, I could not be prouder to see how much Boston supports women and how many women have just come into the forefront over the years, and now is just literally, I feel like it's at least 50-50 in terms of female led bands, at least in our local world and on the pop charts as well. And and I just love the absolute lack of ageism. I feel completely supported by so many young artists who, you know, Linnea Herzog and Lisa Coyne and so many people who just love rock and roll and love music, and we just want to all be together. It might be a bill with, you know, Robin Lane. It might be who's an absolute legend and a goddess. And, you know, I feel very comforted to see all the women, all the girls, all the young ones coming up behind us, and I just feel very, very excited that the future is in very good hands.
Yeah, I think one thing that makes me feel good about the future for women and young women is that we have the ladies rock camp and the girls rock camp.
Yes.
Yep.
And so many people have like their first experience performing live and then end up starting a band and being in a real band.
Exactly. No, it's amazing. In fact, I just, not to put any other town or locale down, but it was interesting. I was just in Woodstock, New York, visiting some friends, and, you know, I was around a lot of musicians because obviously it's such a heavy music scene there, and it just still felt very male-dominated or something, or like kind of old school in its sensibility. It didn't have the... I mean, it's a small village versus a city, but still, it just didn't have that, like... feeling that that young people are picking up instruments and you know, I'm sure they are. They might be hidden in the woods or something, but it just made me so happy to come back home and feel like, wow, you know, this is a music mecca, and there's so many people who feel like they could just write a song and learn an instrument, like you said, and find a place to play, because there's still clubs here, thank God.
Yeah, and even the, you know, there's talk of new clubs or clubs resurrecting that were shut down before the pandemic or earlier, that where they're trying to resurrect them, and we wish them all.
Yeah.
But there's places like the Square Root is new in Roslindale.
Yeah.
And the Porch in Medford is new. And a lot of the breweries have live music, and that's really a new place to play. And in the summertime, and also kind of during pandemic times, to see the bands outside.
Yep.
Yeah, the Sanctuary. That's another one.
Sanctuary.
Out in Maynard.
Really, yeah, neat. It seems like a lot of rock and roll is moving out to the suburbs. And,
The Magic Room in Norwood. That's a really great place.
Yeah, I love that space. Des does a great job there. I mean, I think the other great thing is so many afternoon shows. I feel like places like the Plow or the Burren or Sally O's, like you can go see music on any Saturday afternoon, any Sunday afternoon for a couple of hours. Like the best way to spend, you know, we like to go see, you know, go see Adam Sherman or go see Randy Black, or, you know, there's so many people out there that great songwriters, and just, or Sarah Levesque, you know, just doing an acoustic set or maybe doing a more rock set. But it's almost like you can see music any time of day in a way right now.
Eric Martin and David Fredette, Steve Morell have a residency over at the Midway and JP on Sundays. And so that's something, you know, that's just more fantastic songwriting and musicianship. And yeah, there's all sorts of places to play, and what Linda was saying, there's no ageism, which is really nice around here, especially for us because we're old.
So speak for yourself,
super old folks.
Nah, I'm lying.
Yeah, and I think it's almost like, I think I realized I had an epiphany recently, which is like rock and roll had to age itself. Yeah. Like Iggy had to age, and Mick Jagger had to age, and Bowie had to age, in order for people to realize this is a genre that you can age into, just like bluegrass or the blues or classical, you know.
Yeah, well, I had that kind of similar thought a while ago, and about jazz, because like people would go see these legends from the 60s, and that, wow, they're still alive, so amazing, great to be able to see them. And for a while people were saying about, you know, rock bands that they should just cash in the chips or whatever. Like, and now they're like, oh, I'm so mad that those Bruce Springsteen tickets cost so much, because they want to go see the show.
I know it's like, it's just it just had to happen as a phenomenon. You know, I'm only sad. I'm really sad that Elvis didn't get to live, because did you see the Baz Luhrmann movie?
No.
It's so beautiful. It's such an homage to him, and such a tragic tale. And I just feel like he had so much to offer. Who knows what he would have done? But yeah, all the people that kind of formed and created rock and roll, you know, they got older, and we get to kind of come up in their wake and do the same.
Yeah, I doubt when people go see like Paul McCartney at the Fenway, that like many people say, "Oh, that guy's old." I doubt very many people are saying that. They're like, "Oh my God, this song and this song and this song."
I was just there too. You know, what was it, a month or so ago? Yeah. And it's pretty amazing. I mean, it's amazing to me that an 80-year-old guy can, you know, I mean, he doesn't miss a step, seriously. Mm-hmm. And so it's great. There's no age limit to rock and roll, and there's a lot of great young talent too.
So much.
You know, we hear a lot of that on WMFO.
And, so much.
You know,
here.
So it's just great for everybody to keep doing it and, you know, keep rocking out on the radio and in the clubs, and it's just great.
Yeah, we love the young bands like Lily Black. They've been in here, and there's a new younger band called Little Foss that we hope to eventually have them come in as well.
I love it.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's very inspiring.
Right, so thanks a lot for coming in and playing.
Thank you so much. Third post-resurrection
band.
Yeah, well, we had a lot of fun. It's a good... everything sounds good in your little studio here, too. You know, those tracks that you played earlier, they sound like records. It's just great.
Cool. Yeah, you guys do a great job. Thank you so much, Andrew, and thanks to Joel.
Yep, thank you, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Now we're going to hear the Songs of the Week from Angel Wood.
Welcome to Boston Emissions Songs of the Week portion of On the Town with Mikey D. My name is Angel Wood. Everything about Boston Emissions at bostonemissions.com. Thank you for listening. Time for this.
Initiating launch sequence.
Boston Emissions Songs of the Week.
That's right. Thanks to Coleman Rogers Photography, online ColemanRogersPhotography.com. Entering into these songs of the week at 5, Eldridge Rodriguez, Scars in the Vein, featuring Talia Zedek.
Boston Emissions Songs of the Week,
number 5.
First bite and a punch in your eye, but at least they hit your face. Late night with a hole in your head as you trip around your place.
Songs of the Week.
Yeah.
Boston Emissions Songs of the Week.
We don't have to dance if you don't want. Think I saw the love, it's a corner of the room. We can skip ahead past the small talk. You can tell me all about your favorite things to use. Cause I knew your type the second you walked in, but are we just a walking mess of contradictions? But you'd rather live inside a work of fiction. Yeah, you know me too. So instead of going nowhere, I'm gonna ask you 20 questions.
Yeah.
Emissions, brand new banger, and what a blast that is. Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys, Goth Beach. The video is extraordinary. Of course, I posted it at bostonemissions.com. Little Fuss, 20 questions at 2. Rose or Low at 3. Sunshine Riot, Just Say So at 4. And Eldridge Rodriguez, Scars in the Vein, brand new single from Eldridge Rodriguez featuring Talia Zedek. The, well, legendary Talia Zedek on vocals from bands like Oh Come, Ring a Bell. Maybe I'll have to close out the show with Recidivist because I love, love, love that song. I saw Talia Zedek and Chris Brokaw do that in a little coffee house in Lowell, Massachusetts one night. And, well, it was heavenly, really. Thank you for listening to the show. Big, big do on Saturday night, Middle East Downstairs, Mellow Bravo reunion show with Cocked and Loaded, Sidewalk Driver. It is going to be a really great time. I will be there. See you at the Rock Show.
Teenage, cut and paste my brain, the summer's hot.
Linnea's Garden on WMFO 91.5 FM. That was cut and paste from their new fashion show album. And they will be playing on August 3rd at O'Brien's. And then on August 13th at Once Somerville at Boynton Yards, an all-ages show. And now we're going to hear some Sheila Devine.